This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
The keys to surviving suffering are patience and faith. When we're faced with crushing troubles and hardships, we can have faith that God is using those very things for our good and for His glory. Those troubles prepare us for His kingdom to come. Knowing that God is fair, knowing that He is just, gives us confidence that He has not forgotten us in our troubles, and that in His timing, He will relieve us of our suffering and will judge those who persecute us. We're in 2 Thessalonians today, having just begun verse 1 through 4 previously. We're going to go back to read it a little bit, chapter 1, and let's pick it up in verse 3, and our text will pick it up in verse 5. But again, for context, we read, "And in the living, dear brothers, giving thanks to God for you is not only the right thing to do, but it is our duty to God because of the really wonderful way your faith has grown and because of your growing love for each other. We're happy to tell other churches about your patience and complete faith in God in spite of all the crushing troubles and hardships you are going through." And verse 5, "This is only one example of the fair, just way God does things, for He is using your sufferings to make you ready for the kingdom." And back in the original text in our New King James, it says, "So that we ourselves boast about you in the assemblies of God for your perseverance and faith in all your persecutions and afflictions which you endure. This is an obvious sign of the righteous judgment of God, to the end that you may be counted worthy of God's kingdom for which you suffer." So, you know, despite an imperfect track record, Paul was enormously pleased in the progress and, I guess, the stout-heartedness of these believers in Thessalonica. They remained thankful, they remained enduring despite trials, despite persecutions, even despite their own fallen flesh. God had been faithful, and so had they. Moreover, they had not forgotten, they had not abandoned ship. Concerning the issue of patience, the book of James tells us, "Let endurance have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Now, indeed, there will be times in our lives, crossings, if you will, that will test us in all of these matters. Our survival, therefore, is critical to moving ahead and knowing all that God has planned for us. Look, when you stand at these crossroads in life, I know you're going to be incredibly tempted to throw in the towel, and I think many people will simply not make it. And those that do, those that have, well, they are today more thankful and they're more gracious than ever. And that is because they now understand in a greater clarity. They get it. They know just what salvation means and how much they are loved by God. They worship God because of these things like never before. Now Paul, after his eyes are opened there in the book of Acts, he is thereafter more determined, more undeterred by tribulation and trial than ever. You see, these individuals, including those in Thessalonica here, they weren't consumed, they aren't consumed by what they do not have, but they are incredibly thankful for what they do have, and most of all, through it all, they endure. Now, I didn't say survive, but they endure and moreover thrive. How do we make sure that we're part of that number? Well, firstly, we need to decide before the testings where we actually stand. Because if we wait until the storms come, chances are good that we're simply not going to make it through. I mean, after all, no one digs a basement as the tornado is engulfing their house, right? Secondly, we must take time to acknowledge God and His blessings and to actually be thankful for what we have and where we are right now. And last of all of this comes through a life of unceasing prayer, a life of daily worship and communique with the Master. So, just how caught up are you today with the things of life? Because, you know, Satan wants to keep you hurried and confused and certainly distracted. He doesn't want you to take the time to smell the roses or to stand in wonder and awe over all the beauty and creation of God. Hey, Christian, stop and realize what you've been given. Look around you today. You are loved and cared for by a perfect Father and a redeeming by a loving Savior. You have been given the keys to life. Embrace it and endure.
That was a daily devotion by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.